MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Sitting now with Gary Boyson, portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. Gary, appreciate the early morning time. Adobe, a stock I've used their services for a long time. I used to buy their extremely overpriced software. More recently, of course, they've moved to software as a service. I've been using that. Their results last week, I thought, weren't bad, but they came out with an announcement they're going to be buying Figma for some $20-odd billion. Their market cap, what, about $140 billion. So it's about 15% of market cap. Market hated that news. Is this opportunity, is this a stock that you think has got merit?
I think it does to an extent. So to say Adobe is a fairly robust business is a massive understatement. You know, if you look at what Adobe has done, you know, essentially since Adobe Systems created the PDF in 1993, it's nothing short of spectacular. You look at their earnings profile, you look at their revenue profile. You know, they managed to grow consistently, a very profitable, very cash generative business. But you know, looking at that deal, I think everyone is criticizing it, saying, you know, to pay $20 billion for a company that it was only a year ago valued at $10 billion, in 2022 is a little bit excessive. A lot of people criticizing it and saying, you're paying 2022 prices, at least 2021 prices in 2022, and this is not the world where you have to pay up for tech. But I think there were a number of good reasons for the deal, and Adobe is a very strong business that because of its scale and because of its size, needs to do deals like this to continue to advance its top line and its bottom line.
Yeah, and I like the point you made there, pay up for tech. It is, I mean, just a year ago, markets were peaking, the NASDAQ and S&P had a brilliant 2021, and suddenly we were in a whole fundamentally different place. And you seem to be suggesting that this isn't perhaps a blip, that perhaps tech is going to have a period of, I don't know, low growth, lower valuations.
I don't know if you're going to have lower growth. So if you look at the underlying growth of Figma specifically, I mean, their growth even over the last year has been absolutely spectacular. And the idea that these companies aren't going to grow just because they're tech, I don't think is correct. Mm. You know, if you're looking at kind of the fundamental metrics, I mean, revenue is going to increase, earnings are going to increase. And I think we can not be assured of that, but I think that'll be pretty stable. Most of the big unwind that you've seen in Adobe over the last bit has actually just been price falls based on, I suppose, people being unwilling to pay up for future growth because of high interest rates, because of macroeconomic factors. And if you look at, if you take Adobe all the way out, say, 20 years, you can see that the price earnings ratio has come down, you know, dramatically. Yeah. In the last year or so. I mean, the stock is down 50% and the earnings are largely unaffected. I mean, sure, this deal is only going to be earnings accretive in 3 years' time, but their fundamental software as a service business is strong. They have, you know, their annualized recurring revenue. These are subscriptions that aren't going to be canceled. Yeah, maybe you'll get a couple canceled, but largely these are very entrenched systems in people's businesses. And those earnings and that revenue is fairly secure. So what you have is Adobe currently trading on a historic PE of around 20. That puts you back at about the price you're paying in earnings terms at about 2013 at the bottom of the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. You could have gotten Adobe, you know, on certain days at around a 10 or 11 PE, but that was for a very, very brief a period of time with a lot of market panic. So I'm definitely not saying that Adobe, you know, if we go into a very, very panicky, very fearful market, you could easily lose another 50% on Adobe. Is the Adobe the kind of business that is going to go under? Absolutely not. Absolutely. I cannot see that happening. And buying it at essentially, you know, half the price that you were getting it a year ago, I think, you know, there's merit to that. And obviously, you guys don't like the Figma deal. I mean, it's a big deal for them. Their previous largest deal was in 2018 for Marketo Inc., which was around $4.5 billion. This is a 20, so it is significantly larger. But at the same time, they've taken a competitor out of the market. They are a tech company. And yes, the market doesn't like tech companies at the moment. But tech companies and Adobe, by its nature, has to go and buy out these little competitors. And if they can't develop that innovative edge inside the company, they buy it. That's how tech companies work, especially when you're dealing with one of the largest software companies in the world. You know, they buy the IP, they buy the most successful companies into their stable. That company then leverages the the networks that Adobe has to scale their business much more rapidly. And sure, you know, looking at Figma, it's got a 400 billion, at least a 400 million ARR at the moment, which doubled from last year. But where is that going to be in 3 or 4 or 5 years when it can sit within Adobe's network? I think a lot higher. So then suddenly paying 50 times its revenue, looks like 25 times its revenue next year, and maybe only 10 times its revenue the year afterwards. So altogether, maybe the market overreacting, maybe not. I mean, it does look very expensive as a deal, but you know, sub $300 a share on Adobe, I think probably worth having a nibble.
Yeah, certainly at those rates, I take your point. We're getting an opportunity here in the Figma deal. Yeah, market might not like it, but it'll move past that, and maybe it is a little overpaying. You're getting Adobe really cheap. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.